Welcome again to Breakfast with Izzy. This is the Barefoot Warrior coming to you on a bit of a cloudy day, actually. But I am feeling really inspired. I was watching a couple of movies the other day and I just got so inspired by the human spirit and what some people, their lives are sort of controlled by, not controlled, but almost driven by a dream, a cause, a belief. You know, I was watching this inspiration. I found it very inspirational because I choose to look at the good in, I chose to look at the good in this particular movie. It was called Dark Waters and it starred Mark Ruffalo and Anne Hathaway as his wife. And he was basically the male version of Erin Brockovich. And he got hold of this fighting for, you know, what he believed in. And he went up against the biggest chemical company in West Virginia and he won. Yeah, and once again, like Erin Brockovich, you know, took on the big corporation type thing. And then I, in the same day, I watched a movie about the first black circuit judge in America. And it just inspired me how these people just stayed the course. You know, and Easy was not part of that particular experience, but it just made me think, what are some of the LGBTQI inspirational people? So I you know, did the Google, and I came up with quite a few that I think we know. I haven't included bisexual people, and please forgive me if you are bisexual. It's not a... I don't mean to do that, even though I have consciously done it. So if you are bisexual in the group, I would love to hear what is... Who is famous in your eyes... And that inspires you because of their, you know. So anyway, let's get going. We've got the classic Alan Turing, who, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch did such a brilliant job playing that in the movie Enigma. I just found it so inspiring. You know, in that time. Of the last century, of having to hide who he was, and the fact that he was attracted to men, and the price he paid, and you know how he was building a computer that he named after his first love, and just you know, while I have empathy for, I get very saddened by that experience of what he had. But what I like to turn it around and go, what can I learn from that? What can I learn from that person's experience? So, you know, what I learned, you know, from him was to be appreciative of the fact that he gave us computers and that he was a very decent, sweet man who was just very, very focused on that computer and breaking the Enigma code, which was just took a whole level, next level of a genius. So then on my little research, I came across a lesbian called Sally Ride, who was an astronaut and who wrote books with her partner of 27 years, Temi. They did everything together. They did they wrote books. They obviously lived together as a couple they had a business together, they did everything together, you know, and she never ever once hid her relationship with Temi. So that was in the 1970s. So we're moving in another 20 years along the road. Around the same time, we've got Harvey Milk. You know, most people know Harvey. And what he did, he didn't apologise for who he was. He was a gay man and he wanted the rights that went with that along with everybody else. And that is inspirational to me, because he did not apologise. There's a no apology here for who he was. And Sally, well, as well. They both did not apologise for being lesbian or gay on any level. They did not let fear get in the way. And I personally find that inspirational, because there's been so many years in my life. Not anymore, because I choose not to let that whatever fear hold me back anymore. Because when you live your life in fear, it's no life at all. And just like shame of being who we were when we were coming out, you know, what will people think of us and, you know, all of that kind of thing, it's no life. What right do you have not to live your authenticity? Because there is somebody out there who needs to hear your story, and because through your story, they will live a life of authenticity. So that's what I take from Sally and Harvey. And then you've got the ultimate, my favourites, mainly because they produced and directed one of my favourite TV shows. Lily and Lana Wojcicki, apologies if I didn't pronounce that right. They directed the well-known Matrix, V for Vendetta, Cloud Atlas, and also Sense8. And if you have not seen that series, as a member of the LGBTQI community, I encourage you to do so. I would actually rate that right up with one of the best LGBTQI shows I have ever watched. It was just so inclusive. It was just amazing. And they are both transgender women. And I love that. I love that they are famous for The Matrix. It's one of the most famous trilogies in the world, and there are a lot of people who actually believe The Matrix is true. So then you've got that whole different level of, it's not just a movie, is it real, you know? And so for them to be that famous, and it's not about that literally being famous, because sometimes that can actually help someone transition or come out. In the case of Ellen, you know, it destroyed her career for a couple of years, like she had no money. And I just find that these people, have had a calling. It's like their whole life has been driven by, you know, something that they believe in. Harvey Milk in particular. And Alan Turing, you know, their focus on what they were doing was just to the exclusion of all else. And Harvey, the reason I love Harvey's story is he was being an activist for gay rights. And in our own way, when we live with in authenticity as part of the LGBTQI family, it's not, being world famous directors. Sometimes it's meeting just an average person that, you know, you can support each other along the way, you know, that you help someone come out, that you create that safe space for them to be themselves while they're in your company. And that, my friend, saves lives. Because we all know that suicide is a big thing in our community. And if we stick together and we support each other and, you know, choose to actually go, no, I choose life. I choose to fight for myself. I choose to live in authenticity without apology. And I choose to live because I've got something to live for, you know. And live proudly, not arrogantly, because, you know, that we all know that doesn't work. And it just creates, you know, it's something that we don't want to focus on. So what do we want to focus on is living with authenticity and without apology, because we've got nothing to apologize for. Because we are beautiful human beings, and I think we've chosen to come to this earth at this point in time to show the world there's other ways. It's not just one way of living, as some belief systems would have you think. It's about we're all different, and we can all be here together with respect. You have your opinion, I have my opinion. And I respect that, but I don't take that on and I don't believe that. And that's okay, because we're all different. So, you know, comment on the Barefoot Coaching or the Barefoot Discussion Group. I'd love to hear your feedback. And once again, I'm a life coach to the LGBTQI family. It's my mission to help all of us be emotionally healthy, with clarity, communication, and compromise. And if you would like a session with me, message me. My email is barefootcoach@yahoo.com. And through the discussion group too, you can message me. Have a great day. Be kind, and remember, I love you. Have a great day, everyone.